Off-field sagas aside, Super Bowl 35 should be a fierce battle. Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine. He thinks this Sunday's game may turn out to be a classic.
I think we're in for a great football game for a couple of reasons. The two most exciting Super Bowls ever, by far, were relatively low scoring, and this one probably will be. And unlike most years, no one has a clue as to who's going to win this one, even the experts. There's no obvious favorite here. And since they're so evenly matched, and neither team is very explosive, it's going to be a game of strategy, and it's going to be exciting to the last second. So I don't know how it can get any better than that.
Well, it offers those of us from the provinces another chance to root against a New York team.
Well, this is true, but this is not like any other New York team. These Giants were built homegrown without high-priced free agents, and they have the great old uniforms.
An interesting Super Bowl might make people forget what a difficult year it's been for the NFL.
It's been a terrible year for the NFL, but if any game can lift the cloud off the National Football League's aura this year, it's this one, because we're getting back to elemental football. Football's really nothing but guys butting heads with other guys, and that's what we get excited about every Sunday. And all that other stuff is window dressing. Well, this time we've got the headbangers ball of all time. When the Ravens and the Giants play, it's hard to not get excited, if only because people do end up getting hurt. I mean, the tackles aren't just tackles. They run into guys and knock them down, and it's the kind of thing where people literally gasp and say, ooh, in the living room.
Will there be some early sign of which way things are going?
Definitely. If the Giants quarterback, Kerry Collins, if he comes out calm and relaxed and he's not wound up too tightly, as he sometimes is, look for the Giants to break on top and stay there. But if Baltimore's Ray Lewis and the other linebackers, who are just as good, if they're allowed to maraud all over the field at will at the beginning and you see them making tackles, that's Baltimore's day. Also, keep an eye on Jamal Lewis, the running back of the Ravens, and Tiki Barber, the running back of the Giants. If one of those guys gets off to a good start, that's going to maybe dictate the whole game.
This is the second year in a row that both Super Bowl teams didn't even qualify for the playoffs the year before.
It's true.
Who do we get next year? San Diego and, I don't know.
Maybe a couple of XFL teams.
The Bengals? Or
Well, one good thing about the NFL is they give the lower teams a chance to get right back in the hunt. And it's really a lot better for the sport if you think about it. With each new city getting into the Super Bowl each year, a whole new set of fans jumps on board, and that's why the sport continues to enjoy success. And if you think about it, it's not as if the old champions have disappeared each year. This year, the Rams and the Titans and the Broncos all made the playoffs. It was just that the Ravens and the Giants wanted it more at the end. So basically, it's a nice mix of the old with the new.
And who's going to win?
Well, in the Super Bowl, it's all about emotion. Who's on the bigger role on that given Sunday? And right now, that has to be the Giants. So it's going to be New York by maybe 4 points, 21-17.
Okay, so I'll pick the Ravens, and we'll see how it goes.
I wouldn't blame you a bit.
Thanks.
Nice talking to you.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine.